A 30-year-old man is in custody in Washington, D.C., following a series of attacks targeting homeless men there and in New York City. At least five men were shot, two of them fatally, earlier this month. Reporter Martin Ostermuhl is covering the story for WAMU in D.C. Martin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the suspect, what do we know about these attacks in New York and Washington?
Well, they happened over the last 2 weeks. Most of them happened in the early morning hours. They were unprovoked. Like you said, it was five separate attacks in which folks who were experiencing homelessness were shot. In two of those cases, one in D.C. and one in New York, the people who were attacked did end up dying.
The police just identified the suspect as 30-year-old Gerald Brevard. What do we know about him, Martin?
We know he's a 30-year-old D.C. resident. We know that, according to court records, he does have a history of arrests, including for some assaults in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We also know that in 2019, he underwent a psychiatric evaluation at a psychiatric hospital in the district, but a doctor did find him at the time to be competent to stand trial. Above and beyond that, a lot is still to come out about who he is and why he did this. The mayor and the police chief and some federal officials will be holding a press conference later this afternoon to fill the public in on some of the details regarding the arrest and who Mr. Brevard is and why he may have done this.
And why do police think the shootings in these two cities, hundreds of miles apart, were perpetrated by the same person?
Well, they actually didn't know until late last week. And the only reason that they actually came to this conclusion that it was there, that the attacks were linked, is that a police officer in D.C. who had been investigating the killing here in the city saw on social media that there had been a very similar killing in New York City. So he connected the dots. And by the next day, they had actually started this joint investigation and they connected the gun that was used in the two fatal incidents. So it was ballistics evidence, but it was essentially from a social media hunch from a police captain here in the district that kind of brought things together.
And these attacks and killings seem to have really struck a chord with people in both cities. The mayors and police departments pleaded for information from citizens. D.C. even offered a $70,000 reward for information. Tell us a little bit about this very unusual investigation.
Right. I mean, these are two cities where homicides have been on the rise over the last 2 years. So, you know, violence is not something that is necessarily new, neither is gun violence. But the fact that this involved people who are experiencing homelessness, who are additionally vulnerable, struck a chord. And I think people responded to that. There was an immediate sense that what was happening here was targeted. They were targeting people who had done nothing wrong, who were just there minding their business, sleeping in just about every single case. So there was a kind of visceral reaction to that. And that prompted the sort of outpouring of resources and coordination that you don't often see in police investigations. And it was two cities together doing this at the same time. And just yesterday here in Washington, we had the mayor of Washington, the mayor of New York, and their respective police chiefs, plus federal officials, all joining forces to say, we want to catch this guy, and here's images of who this is. Help us.
And is it clear or not that public tips led to an arrest quickly?
Yes, there is a sense that public tips did come in. We're still trying to get more details about how extensive those were and how much federal assistance may have helped also.
That's WAMU crime reporter Martin Ostermuhl on the arrest of a suspect in the shootings of five homeless men in D.C. and New York City, two of them fatal. Martin, really appreciate your reporting. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.